four ways to meditate. Whoever thought of four ways to meditate? But really, there are four ways to meditate. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Four ways to meditate. Now, whatever way we choose to meditate indicates the effectiveness of our meditation. And we want to have a very effective meditation. We want to have a meditation that is going to bring about the results that we'd like to have. Now, what are the four ways of meditation? Well, one is to live in the past, to meditate upon things that have happened, things that have taken place in our life. And we remember them and meditate on them. We remember them and think about them. And we remember them and bring them alive once again in the moment of our meditation. Second way of meditating is to meditate in the future, to dream of things that we would like, dream of things that we would so much enjoy having in our world, or not having, our fearfulness. We can meditate on our fears too. Our fears are anticipation of things to come that are not beneficial to us, or that are beneficial, but usually they're not beneficial to us. And these are things that tear us down and rip us apart and leave us very empty indeed. And then, a third way, we can meditate in the present tense. We can be thinking about what's going on in our world at this moment, what's going on in our life at this moment. We can think about the things that are taking place in this current time. And that too is very limiting, because that is just the illusion, the appearance of things that are happening in our world, and we are empowering them by giving them our attention, and we are thinking about them, and we are living them. Those three ways are very, very common. They're the most common ways of meditating. Now, what is the way that a genius meditates? What is the way that a master meditates? What is the way that a divine being meditates? Well, you might have presumed what was coming up, but the way that a divine being meditates is now. In the divine being's mind, there is no other time than right now. There is no other place than right here. There is no otherness than what is taking place in the now. To live in the now consciousness is a very unlikely experience for humanity, because we love the past, we love the future, we love living in the apparent present. But to live in the absolute now, this is what we always do, whether we like it or whether we know it or whether we admit it or not. This is what we always do. We are always living in now. We cannot get away from it. But we let our mind wander, drift. We let our mind float into various dimensions or areas of thinking, which make us think that we are living in an area which we are not living in. Now, number one, are we alive? Oh, yes. If we were not alive, we would not be thinking on this relative plane. Are we contented beings? Basically, yes. We are not dead, we are contented beings. We might have a pain, or we might have a concern, we might have things, but there are times when we let those things go. We might say we can lose consciousness. And to live in now, we lose consciousness. We are unconscious. And you say, well, that's certainly an interesting approach. I don't think I've heard anyone ever say that to live in the now, you lose consciousness. But in truth, that is the fact. To live in the now, to live now, we lose consciousness. We are not conscious of anything going on around us. We are not conscious of any activity in life. We are not conscious of the wind, of the storm, of the sun, of the stars, of the moon. We're not conscious of people about us. We are not conscious of conditions in the world which are blessings or curses. We are not conscious of desires unfulfilled or desires fulfilled. We are only aware of our inner self right now. Now, that we are aware of our inner self, that we are aware of who we are and conscious of it now, is a rare experience for us. And the reason it's a rare experience is that we always want to wrap everything that we experience in some knowledgeable activity. Oh, yes, that's just like that. That's just like I experienced a long time ago. Oh, that tastes, that cake tastes just like mother made. Oh, yes, and then you go back to the remembrance of your mother. Oh, yes, that first, that kiss, that when I went to my wife and I gave her a kiss, and the kiss was so gentle and so loving. Oh, it was like the first kiss that I had ever had. I remember how that was. And everything seems to have a parallel. Everything seems to have a memory pattern with it. We have not trained ourselves to be now in our thinking, now in our attitude, now in our experience. The first kiss that we had, that we remembered, and now we compare everything to it, it was a now experience. It was a now experience then. Well, now, what now experience are we having now? What now experience are we knowing now? What are we training ourselves to think now? Now is really the most delightful, exciting, dynamic, busy activity we could ever contemplate for ourselves. I like the statement, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. Now I can make that statement. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I can make that statement in the past, remembering how I felt at some of my peak points. And I can think of it in the future, thinking how great it would be to be experiencing the highlights of being a spiritually illumined being. I can think about it in my present tense and how it would be as I would go now and give my wife a kiss and have her feel so uplifted, so fantastic, and say, oh yes. And you say to yourself, well, now what's all this kiss about? Well, those are human things that we do. I am spiritually illumined being. Now, I'm not an or a spiritually illumined being. I am spiritually illumined being. In the first place, I am. Now, I am, I do not fight with that phrase because that is the truth about me. I am. I am. I exist. I am here. I am aware of my beingness. I am aware of my isness. I am aware that I am. Okay? I am. I don't fight with that. I relatively accept that in this present now beingness. when I say I am, everything else stops, and I think of myself in I am-ness, and I do not think of myself in to be or was or is, but just am. And you say, well, is, isn't that an am? Well, to a degree, but to be I am transcends all that is, all that ever will be, all that ever could be, all that is expressing itself right now. I am encompasses and embodies all of that. Now, I don't fight that. And because I don't fight that, it becomes part of my ability to say, I am Herb, I am man, I am here, I am that. You see, those things are not things that I fight. Now, I am handsome. Well, now the handsome part I might contest, and I might say, I'm not as good-looking as I'd like to be. I'm not as photogenic as I'd like to be. I'm not as movie star-ish as I'd like to be, you know? And we could all say that. And, of course, you have to say to yourself, well, which movie star do I want to be? Which movie star do I proclaim? And then you sort of get down to one or two that are your ideal, your role model. And even they're not your role model because you don't think like that ideal form yourself. Okay, now I am. I don't fight that. Now I am spiritually illumined. Now let's step past that and go to being. I am spiritually illumined being. Being means to exist. Being means to express. Being means to have presence. Being also is now, and being is a now that you don't fight. It's a now that you do not go against or do not try to compare, because being is being, and being has no comparison to it. Being and ideal are easily accepted. I am ideal. I am ideal. All right, now, the only thing that we can think about in any area of our life in the now is ideal being. Now, we're not fighting that. We're accepting that. And accepting that is a big step in our meditation. It's a big step in our now meditation, because we have jumped over all the hurdles that would take us back and say, no, that cannot be, that cannot be. I'm ideal being. Okay, we don't really know what ideal being is, and we do know that it's a good phrase, it's a good statement, and it's a now statement. Now the other two words that we have there, spiritually illumined, I am ideal spiritually illumined being. What does spiritually illumined mean? Now, those are two words that we also cannot in any way contest or fight or compare, because spiritually illumined being is a portion of the phrase that speaks in a now condition, and every time I say the word spiritually illumined being, every time I say the words spiritually illumined being, I am causing my consciousness to radiate a aspect of goodness and purity and truth that are just aspects that cannot be contested, that cannot be compared, that cannot in any way be belittled, or to say that I am not that or that I am that. It just stands as an is. Okay, I am ideal spiritually illumined being. Spiritually illumined stands for a concept of now. It stands for a concept of expressing a quality that exists in the allness. Sunset. When I say sunset, I think of the sun setting. Now, I can think of many sunsets in all the diversity of a sunset. I can think of a sunset on a rainy day where the clouds are in the sky and the sun is setting behind the clouds or around the clouds. I can think of a sunset on a clear day where the sun is just sort of dropping down over the horizon. I can think of a sunset on a day that I have just had many wonderful experiences, and the sunset, all the colors become more brilliant and more beautiful and more dramatic and dynamic in my thinking. And now, it's like a blast that just shoots through my consciousness and says, yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's the true sunset. That's beautiful. And so then I live in the past, in the sunsets that I've known. But to live in the sunset that I have right now, and just to cozy up to all of its color, all of its drama, all of its beauty, all of its excitingness, and to realize that the sun is not setting, and yet it is setting. The earth is moving up past the sun, and so the sun is not being seen anymore. The sun stands where it stands, and we are turning. We are turning ourselves about so that we are turning off the sun. Interesting thought, isn't it? Yes. As we do this now, we say, I am embracing the night. I am embracing the darkness. And I am embracing the darkness now. At first I have twilight. I have those moments of lesser light. I know exactly what I'm doing. I know I live now. I live this moment of twilight. I live this moment of evening. I live this moment of darkness. I live this moment of starlight. And then, as daylight returns and the sun comes up, as we reveal the sun, it becomes first a flooding of the sky and the flooding of the landscape with a morning light, pure, beautiful, unadulterated. Then as it reveals more and more of itself, it reveals itself in beauty. Now, these are all memories, because I'm not doing that at this moment. But this moment, if I were to take all my memories and let them be past, and all my desires for the future, let them be past, and all of my awareness of whatever the weather may be, or whatever attitudes may be, or whatever conditions may be, and let that be, and live now. Live in the single instant, the single now. Live in this vibrant, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am now, ideal now, spiritually illumined now, being now. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. Now, as I say this, and as I affirm it, and as I sort of cuddle with each word, snuggle with each word, let each word give me their feeling of now participation in my life. I, what a lovely word, I. Oh, I am. Yes, yes, I exist, I am. Ideal. Oh, yes, ideal. Don't have the foggiest what it means, but it's a good word. And ideal is the ultimate of the present, the ultimate of what I am right now. I am ideal. That's what I am right now. I am ideal. Now, I can say spiritual and illumined as two different words, or spiritually illumined as one word phrase, and say, spiritually illumined. Oh, I have no idea what that means, but I know that it means a good, good, good feeling, a right feeling, a happy feeling. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined. Oh, how wonderful that is. Spiritually illumined. Spiritually illumined. And being, I am real. I am real. I am that I am. I am real. Now, let me cuddle with each of these words. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. Now, why am I repeating these words, saying these words over and over again? Why am I making these words 1, 2, 3 times in my consciousness again and again? Because as I grew up, and I was a child, and I called myself a child, and I lived like a child. I didn't live like a child because I told myself I was a child. I lived like a child because I was a child. I had in my consciousness my awareness of myself as a child, and I was a fine child. I was a good child. I was a complete child. I was a revealed child. I was a fantastic child. I didn't say to myself constantly, I am a child. I knew it. It was reiterated to me by my parents, by my family, by my friends, by my peers, by people in my world. Everyone told me I was a child. And this I accepted. And as a child, I had certain qualities of innocence, certain qualities of magic about me. And I lived those qualities of innocence and magic because that was what was expected of me. And that's what I expected of myself. And I lived in those qualities until other qualities were told to me that that was my new form. And of course, I built a different body. My body expanded into a young adult until I became an adult. And as my body expanded and took on this new role, I took on a new image of myself. I took on a new ideal role for me. I am ideal young person. I am ideal adult. I am ideal whatever. I say it of my, said of myself, I was the ideal of that. Yes, really, I was the ideal. I am ideal young man. I am ideal 17-year-old. I am ideal 20-year-old. I am ideal 50-year-old. I am ideal whatever I choose to say I am. Now, I am ideal, and now, living now, I am ideal, ageless now. I don't think age, because I am ideal, which means the fullness of whatever I am ideal as. I am painting a new world for myself, painting a new picture for myself. My meditation in now is painting a new picture of myself now, not as a 17-year-old, not as a 50-year-old, not as anything other than now. I may be 100 years old, and I think of myself as a timeless, young, vital, dynamic being. I think of myself as a timeless, young, dynamic, vital being. It is so beautiful, because I do that. I do. You talk to any person of any age, and they will not be the age that you're talking to them. A little child will say, I'm 3.5 years old, I'm 7.5 years old, I'm 7.75 years old. They want to get the exact growth in there. But that doesn't mean anything to them. They still visualize themselves like their brother or sister, and they still visualize themselves able to do whatever anyone else can do, what they feel is an ideal for them. Our ideal is not constantly changing. All of our life we are vital, dynamic, alive, which is ageless. All of our life we are spiritually illumined, which is timeless. All of our life we are beings expressing here on this planet Earth in the form of the human body, which is the limitless form of the human body, not the limited form of the human body. We don't think of ourselves as being limited. We don't think of ourselves as we cannot do things. We may feel that because we have allowed our body decrepitancy to keep us from doing certain things. But in our mind, in our thinking, we always think of ourselves as timeless. We always think of ourselves as I am timeless. I am ageless. I am spiritually illumined. I am beautiful. I am young, dynamic, and alive. I am youthful, dynamic, and alive. I'm brilliant, dynamic, alive. That's what we think of ourselves. That's where we have our consciousness all the time. And it's only when we allow ourselves to remember that we are so old or so young, it's only when we allow ourselves to remember the past or the future or the present activities that we allow ourselves to limit ourselves. We unlimit ourselves as we live now. We unlimit ourselves as we live now in our ideal, spiritually illumined body. I am ideal, spiritually illumined body. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. Whatever that being is. Oh, what happened to body? Well, I just lost it. I just lost body because body is a thing that wants to bring memories to my mind. Being is memoryless. It does not bring anything to my mind. I am ideal, spiritually illumined being. Ah, yeah, the 4 steps of consciousness, the 4 steps of meditation, the 4 steps of who I am. And whenever I use 3 steps, I use steps which have dimensions to them, and I am dimensionless. And as I live now, it has no dimension. It has no time, it has no space. It is what the scientists say is timeless, spaceless, beingless. And how great that is. How do I train myself as a 17-year-old to say I'm 17, or as 50 to say I'm 50 or whatever? How do I train myself to say I am spiritually illumined? I am ideal, spiritually illumined being right now. How do I train myself? I train myself by saying again and again and again, I am ideal, spiritually illumined being now. Again and again. And as I let this be my absolute concentration, this is my absolute demonstration in my life, in my affairs, in my world, in me, right now. Join me in this beautiful awareness. You do it very often. Now let's do it all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.